Welcome back to Free Marijuana Podcast. I'm here with David Smith, who is the proprietor of Faragosi Farms Dispensary in Trinidad, Colorado. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Bill.
It's kind of amazing. I was thinking of deleting the first episode because I fell asleep during it. So this is kind of an interesting situation. You got a guy from New Jersey who lives out here in Colorado, runs a dispensary, a business that was totally illegal many years ago and now is legal.
Uh-huh.
And in our last episode, you kind of talked about compliance being the first year's focus of operations. But you do something at your dispensary that is kind of unheard of.
Yes, we are very, very community conscious.
Okay.
We had decided that right from the beginning. When we were creating the company, we had set aside a very specific minimum amount of our profit that we were going to give away the first 2 years and then revisit it. Okay. We knew the first 2 years were not going to be wildly
profitable anyway, especially since the first year is compliance oriented.
Right. So we were actually targeting over 20% of all profits to be given to nonprofits that would benefit the county that we're in.
Okay.
Down in Trinidad. And the two that we've really been focusing on is feeding underprivileged people.
Okay.
And saving the lives of homeless pets.
Aha. Okay. Well, you don't see me living anywhere. How do I get some of that money?
We just had lunch the other day.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So this is interesting because I think it embarrasses you a little bit, and that's not my goal, but you seem to have very altruistic goals in this game. A part of it, what we talked about, was quality product, quality service, and that's how you get a business. But then you're giving away money, and you're creating jobs. So when do you benefit? When's the end game? When's the yippee?
Well, there's a little benefit from all of that. Let's not kid ourselves, right? You know, I was already using my own personal money for saving homeless pets.
Okay.
It's really important to my employees, the feeding of homeless people. They really love that part of the job, actually. They volunteer outside of the job, and it's one of the reasons I think we have great retention and great staff.
Mm-hmm.
So actually doing that, I wind up having a staff that's better, which probably benefits my business,
right? Okay.
Which ultimately turns into profits, especially in the long term.
It's like an isosceles triangle.
It is.
It's an Odd Couple reference for those old New Yorkers listening to this. So this is kind of cool. So you've got your employees. Do you require them to donate time to the community?
No, we don't. But it's that they know that we're doing it already, and we will do events at the store. Like if the local shelter, we've told them they want to bring a pet over,
mm-hmm.
a homeless pet, and hang out in the store. We allow pets into the store.
Really?
So they can come into the store. They can bring them by with their little jacket on that says "Adopt Me."
Collie Kush.
There you go,
okay.
Collie Kush. That,
yeah.
That'd be good. Actually, yeah. I've been wanting to do an entire pit bull line.
Okay.
Because I'm a big fan of pit bulls because they're just dogs and they have a bad reputation.
Yes.
Just like our industry.
Right. Exactly. Degree. Yeah. We're just dogs.
Yeah. And there's a real ability for this industry to do it. One of the most fortunate parts of it is we don't get a tax write-off for it.
Ah, that's right. That's right. You can't say this is deductible and therefore I'm showing a little less profit and I'm pocketing more money.
So when you see a company doing this, and you know, I'm going to toot our horn. We're doing it.
Toot the horn. Go.
We're doing it out of the goodness of our heart. We get no benefit from this. We're giving away money that is profit that we still get taxed on.
Wow. Wow. Well, it goes back to what you kind of said on the first episode about compliance being a moving target. I think the tax is a situation also is a moving target.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the changes there.
That's right. Well, we'll talk about those after they change on our next episode. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, thanks, Ram.